ask you a couple of questions. Do you go to work and expect a paycheck at the end of the week? Do you water your lawn and expect your grass to be green and grow? Yes, of course. And you have every right because you're doing something specific to obtain an expected outcome. With that in mind, let's look at why sometimes our prayers seemingly go unanswered and what we can do to be more skillful in prayer to receive the outcome we need or want. Let's start with the blind man who calls out to Jesus on the side of the road, and Jesus says, "Bring that man to me." Over in Mark 10, 51 through 52, we see Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Master, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has healed you." And at once he received his sight and accompanied Jesus on the road. Jesus asked the man what he wanted him to do. Jesus was asking for something specific. The word do means to produce, to form, to author, to prepare. So Jesus was saying, what do you want me to prepare for you? What exactly, specifically do you want at this moment in time? Now, thankfully, the man didn't say, like I see a lot of social media posts say, which is, pray for me, y'all. Well, thankfully, the man gave Jesus a specific, and that is what he received. Let's take a look at the first miracle Jesus performed at the wedding feast at Cana. Here, he is with his disciples. They're just guests, kicked back at the wedding, enjoying the feast, and the wine runs out. So Jesus' mother asks him to do something about it, and she informs the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus tells the servants to specifically fill the pots with water and take them to the master of the feast. And of course, when the master takes a drink, he finds the water has been turned into top shelf wine. When they needed wine at the wedding, Jesus did not provide some general drink like Kool-Aid or Pepsi. The need was wine. The expectation was wine. And his mother specifically told him that they needed wine. His first miracle was specific. One of my favorite times that we see Jesus being very specific is at the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus has been dead 4 days. He's lying in a tomb bound with grave clothes, and there are mourners all around, including Lazarus' two sisters. Jesus takes a moment, prays, then cries with a loud voice for Lazarus to come forth. Not everyone in a 5-mile radius, just Lazarus. So let me ask you to consider something. Think if we went to no specific church on Sunday, or we just pull out of our driveway and not end up anywhere specifically. What if we went to no specific job or married no specific person? Sounds ridiculous, right? But sometimes I wonder just how effective those broad blanket prayers are that say, "Lord, bless so-and-so." Brother Kenneth Hagin, one of the pioneers of the Word of Faith revival, said that people would ask him to pray for them with no specific request. And one time, Brother Hagin had just finished speaking when a man walked by, shook his hand, and said, "Brother Hagin, pray for me," and tried to keep right on walking. But Brother Hagin held onto the man's hand and said, "What do you need prayer for?" When the man replied, "Oh, just pray for me," Brother Hagin said, "No, I won't do it." He replied, "How shall I even know where to direct my faith or for what? How would we even know if the prayer gets answered if we don't know what we're praying for?" What was he saying? Be specific. I'll never forget sitting in a women's meeting one evening. I had my Bible open, my notebook and pen ready to take some notes as the speaker approached the pulpit. Before she even opened her mouth, the Lord spoke in my spirit and said, "If someone were to need a house, why would they ask me for money? They should be asking for a house." Now, at first I thought, but if they don't have the money, they can't buy the house. But God sees things differently than we do. You could have plenty of money, but if you are out randomly looking at house after house, getting more confused by the minute, what good is the money? What if you choose a house that is next door to someone who could easily win Worst Neighbor of the Year award? What if you move in next door to a woman who will do her absolute best to steal your husband? The specific you need is, which house should I buy? Which apartment should I rent? Which street should I live on? Then, if you don't have enough money for the house the Lord leads you to, ask him how to solve that. Do you make a lower offer? Is God going to give you favor? See, we must become more skillful in prayer. And we do that by praying in the Spirit, because when we pray in the Spirit, we are actually praying the perfect prayers of God. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15 lays it out perfectly. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. I have never received such specificity about what to pray in a situation as I have when I've prayed according to the Scripture. Praying in the Spirit, exercising my faith that I would also receive understanding. Last year, I needed the exterior of my house painted, and I signed on with a company that does work in my neighborhood. But week after week and month after month went by, and they strung me along, not giving me a date to do the work, even after I gave them a hefty down payment. Finally, one day, after repeated phone calls and emails asking them when they were going to deign to show up, I started praying in the Spirit. Bible open in front of me to the verse that says, I will pray in the Spirit, I will pray with my understanding. See, your understanding is the faculty of knowing. It's the seat of discernment. And I needed a specific answer. I didn't need a general answer. I needed the wisdom of God specifically for this situation. I needed to know. 1 John 2:20 says we have an unction or an anointing from the Holy One, and we know all things. So I prayed in the Spirit. And then I started singing in the Spirit, and these words came forth to me in song. This is the house the Lord has blessed me with. I sang it over and over, and I knew specifically at that point, if God blessed me with the house, he would help me take care of it. Well, 24 hours later, I was talking to a contractor, telling him of my situation. He said, find out what kind of paint that guy's going to use. If he's not using this particular paint, it's no good, and you'll repaint again in only 5 years. Be sure he's using this specific paint. Immediately, I found out that he used the paint that should be avoided. So I just kept singing that little song, this is the house the Lord has blessed me with, the specific. The next day I was coming out of the gym, and parked right in front of the door was a van for a painting company. Before I even knew what I was doing, I went up, introduced myself to the owner, and found out that I knew one of his relatives. I said, what kind of paint do you use on home exteriors? Guess what? He used the good stuff. They started working for me 2 days later, and 2 weeks later, it was a complete work of art. But the breakthrough came when I prayed in the Spirit long enough to get a specific answer. The Spirit of God exposed what was going on and gave me greater understanding so I could move away from the wrong thing and flow into the right thing. The specific thing he had for me, the specific flow, the specific company. You see, the Word of God is always right, but it doesn't always tell you specifically who to get involved with or how to manage each situation you may find yourself in. But the Holy Spirit will give you the specifics when you pray in the Spirit, and he will enlighten your understanding so you can always be in the right flow. God bless you all. Be specific. Amen. Hallelujah.